From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. In 1969, this music introduced the film Anne of a Thousand Days, a lush period drama that got multiple Oscar nominations, including one for Genevieve Bugeaud, who played the movie's title character. The film portrays a famous period in English history. Anne, of course, is Anne Boleyn, and the Thousand Days are the 3 years she spent as Queen of England and the second wife of King Henry VIII. While the movie tells a tale of tragic romance, scholars have described her as a powerful queen whose influence was a key element in the historic rift between the Vatican and the Church of England. Still, her personal story may be better represented by some music that's a far cry from the courtly pomp of the film score. The words to this gentle, somber song are widely thought to be a poem written by Anne Boleyn herself. It begins, "O death, rock me asleep." Some even say the poem was found in the Tower of London, where Anne was held before her execution for treason and adultery in 1536. And despite her lasting influence on the course of history, it's the tragic end of her story that's been attracting painters, poets, playwrights, and opera composers for centuries. For Gaetano Donizetti, Anne's final moments in the Tower of London sounded like this. On this edition of World of Opera, one of the biggest operatic events of 2011, the opening night performance of Donizetti's Anna Bolena in a star-studded production from the Vienna State Opera. Soprano Anna Netrebko sings the title role, headlining a cast that earned a 20-minute standing ovation. We'll also hear bass baritone Ildebrando d'Arcangelo as Henry and mezzo-soprano Elina Garancia as Jane Seymour with conductor Evelino Pido. Oh,